You're listening to the Time to Talk podcast with Lewis and Reese.
How are you, Reese?
All right, mate. Yeah. Hands a bit wet, but other than that, I'm all good.
Happy New Year, everyone.
And happy birthday to me.
Happy belated birthday, yeah.
All right, yeah.
How old do you know, you old fart?
Same age as Becky, actually. I think 32.
I'm saying nothing.
27
years
old.
Love that.
Old fart, man.
This podcast has descended to absolute madness.
Just began. Begun.
Sure. Either one, but which one is it?
Started.
Awesome. How was your birthday? Before we start anything, how was your birthday?
Chillax. Had a curry.
Did you go to Cover Dragon or somewhere?
Nah, just always curry into the house. Watch movies all day. Done nothing. Chillaxed. I don't really like celebrating my birthday. Celebrate other people's birthdays, but my birthday is just like a self-reflection. Like that.
Exactly like that?
In bed all day doing that.
Cute.
Eating Golden Grahams and stuff like that.
Had to Golden Graham?
Best cereal ever, Golden Graham. She had to import it from France, though.
Oh.
Because they were unhealthy.
Because they were unhealthy?
Too much sugar, but, delicious. But it leaves the milk, and the milk goes, like, yellow and hard, if you leave it. Definitely not good for you. Probably why I've got heart problems.
I don't think I'd like the thought of describing milk as yellow and hard.
Could be piss.
We're not going over that again.
It's very high in sugar and it's colours and all the rest of it. But it is nice, I like them. It's like one of my childhood things that was nice from reminiscence. And they're still banging. They taste exactly the same. Because I remember, I thought it was cinnamon.
I like the cinnamon ones, yeah.
The squares. Yeah. It's like them, but like, you know how those frosted shreddies? It's like them, but frosted.
Right.
And it's so much better because it's not cinnamon, just sugar. Oh, banging.
I love shreddies, you know. I really do like shreddies.
I do.
Because your birthday was a Sunday, wasn't it?
So yes, sir.
It was kind of just like a, can't really do too much because...
Not really fussed. Yeah, chill. That's literally it. Can't afford to go out.
Same.
Broke.
But at least your brokenness is because you've, you know, invested in something good. You've bought a nice house and... You know, all that money's going into the nice house. My brokenness is because I'm a broke, stupid bitch.
I don't understand where all your money went, to be fair.
And Christmas presents.
Don't get it.
I got paid 2 weeks before I usually do.
That's fine.
And also I had to like do a food shop. I had to like get petrol. Because I just bought the new car. So a lot of it went into like the road tax on the petrol. Because I got the car. And
did you pay in full for your previous car road tax?
No, because it was £30 a year for my previous car road tax. So yeah, I paid £30 for the entire year.
For the Micra?
I had a 4K, yeah. slightly different.
Same shape, though. Same
yeah, but it was because the engine size was a lot smaller. So I think I had a 1.2-litre engine.
Mine's under 1 litre. I paid like 130 plus.
For your car for road tax?
Actually, for road tax, I haven't paid it this year. They sent me a reminder.
Don't say that.
And then sent me a reminder. Either. Is it my job to make sure it's road tax?
They should send you a reminder.
Yeah, they should send you a tax reminder.
Oh, right.
You can put your number plate on the Gov website and it'll tell you.
Okay. I need to do that after this.
Just get Jamie to do it.
David, BF730OHA.
I can do it.
I got the car on the 14th of December.
Yeah.
Got paid the 19th. But by that point, it was like, actually, I've got to pay... to get like all the car stuff sorted, so petrol. I didn't realise. Yeah, my last car to fill it up from empty.
BF730HA or OHA, I don't know what the fuck they are. Octopus, I think.
To get my last car full.
BF730HA.
I'm just gonna fuck myself.
Should be a Skoda. Skoda.
Skoda Fabia.
Yeah, why?
Blue.
Yeah, man. Don't say taxes due. Fuck, I can't afford that as well. Fuck me. I ain't paid for it, so if it is.
Is it not?
Yours is due the same as mine. On the 1st of September.
Huh?
Yeah, it's taxed.
What?
There you go.
That's good.
Worry about it.
I thought it was every January.
Oh. No, stress is there, mate.
I haven't paid for it, though.
Huh?
Yeah, you don't need to.
Yeah, but I mean, I've never paid for it. So I don't know how the fuck that's... Well,
unless it's an auto thing.
I just haven't noticed
auto
it.
Auto renewal. Maybe.
Hmm. As you were saying, got a new car.
Yeah. So I didn't realise that...
petrol cost more money.
I didn't realise how much more it was going to cost me. So, when I filled up my old car, it was like £30 to get me like a full tank. So when I filled up this car, I was like, okay, cool, you know, let me know how much it's going to be, blah, blah, blah. So then I got that to like £30, it was like, oh, it's still going, okay. Oh, it's still going, okay. I think it ends up being like £55 to like
that's more than mine.
Fill up.
Oh my God.
So, yeah.
I've never filled mine, I've just put £30 in.
But then I've also realised recently that whereas before I could put like a tenner in and it would be like, I've got half a tank now or whatever. Yeah. I put a tenner in, my car goes, come on, what's that going to do? So, yeah, there's just been a lot of things I have to pay for. But it's okay.
So basically you've got a car you can't afford?
No, I can afford the car.
Just not the petrol.
Just not the petrol. Because there's no other cost to it. Like, I pay for a car in full, so there's no other cost to it. Like, I'm not paying monthly for it or anything like that. I've paid the road tax, I've paid...
Insurance.
That's the one. Jesus Christ.
How much did you pay for your insurance?
I think for that I pay monthly. I think it's like £80 a month insurance.
So £960 a year ish.
Not bad.
How much did
you
pay for it?
Yeah, it's not bad.
Got mine for £850.
I think mine went slightly up obviously because I've got a bigger car now. I went from having a car that's this big to a car that's this big.
Like mine came right down.
Did
it? Yeah, I had like 400
or
something.
400?!
That was amazing.
Hey, and it's a woman driver as well.
Oh,
that's mental.
Oh my God.
How many crashes you had?
Huh?
Oh, I've had one.
And yours is cheaper than mine?
Yeah.
How many years have I had to do that?
Been over 5 since my accident, so. Right. Six.
Okay, I've got 5 years, no plans, so.
I have also another driver on mine there, which added
to my I've got to 2 other drivers on mine as well. Oh. That actually brought the premium down.
Yeah.
I think without them both on it, it was like over £1,000 and a bit. Oh. And I was like.
But if you get someone apparently that's in the NHS or something as a named driver, it usually brings it right down. I remember I was chatting to someone who was in the Policia. I added that person onto the thingy. £770.
Wow.
And then I messaged them like a year later because obviously we were both speaking then. And she's like, they were like, they're like, no, get me off it. I was like, okay, sad.
Pig.
Good.
So, birthday was decent, that's good.
Yeah.
New Year's?
Went away. 2A.
Oh, of course you did. You went,
don't know where I went.
Went up north, didn't you? Somewhere.
I think so.
Like a
shepherd's hut, yes.
Cute.
How was that?
Sam, nice, cute. Nice hot, hot tub, a few drinky poos. That's it really, man. Fucking waste of money that was, fuck me. Can't afford anything, man.
Fucking hell.
I see, that was part of the overspend.
Yeah.
Just, yeah.
But it's a nice thing to do.
Yeah, it was nice. We could see all the fireworks, like in the distance. Yeah.
That's cute.
I don't know where I was near, but it was not near. It was like, we knew somewhere it was class. Like they had like a around the fireworks parade as well. And then someone behind me looking at like a, I don't know, it was like an Airbnb but like a big one. And they were having around fireworks, just like fireworks everywhere.
Nice.
Yeah. So I enjoyed it. How was your new year?
It was good. We had a nice new year, didn't we?
We spent it together.
We did.
Did you kiss on the countdown?
No, we were eating grapes on the countdown.
Oh yes, we were.
We were sat under a table eating grapes.
I never heard of that superstition until this year.
I'd never heard of it until New Year 23 to 24, and I was like, what's the harm in trying?
I
was like, what's the harm in trying, so...
How shit was the fireworks for like light show this year? I thought it was mid.
I mean, there was none really near us.
I wonder what actual on the TV one.
I mean...
Oh, we were watching Jules.
Yeah, we were watching our boy Jules Holland.
Is that one with the bird that was singing that song, she was doing that? Oh, that's a different one. I was watching BBC.
Oh, are you talking about Sophie Ellis Bextor? We kind of flipped between the two.
Yeah.
So we had Jules Holland on, then we had like the countdown, and then Sophie Ellis. I can't say her name. Sophie Ellis Bextor was singing Murder on the Dance Floor.
Yeah. For like 20 minutes,
not very well, but you know.
Yeah.
But we had a meal beforehand. Like we all met up. first, then we went to the village pub for a meal. That was quite nice.
Isn't going out kind of dead? Like, I don't understand. It's like, even on New Year's Eve, it was like...
It wasn't because of who we were with. Like, it was nice that we were...
Yeah, but I mean, the actual atmosphere in pubs is like dying.
I'm kind of happy with that. I don't want to go to a pub when it's, like, packed.
I do.
I think none of us were kind of wanting it to be, like, hella packed.
Remember when Moseley used to be in its prime? That was the go-to spot. Yeah. That's so class.
And then...
It died?
Yeah, about 4 years ago, it was like...
It just one day, I was like, what's the old crown at the top? What's it called?
What's it called now? The Prince of Wales?
Yeah. Once it kicked off in there, they kicked everyone out. It's like, no, fuck
it. Weren't they saying they were closing it for a while?
They got bought out.
It was like, they were closing it, then they weren't closing it. Oh, but we're closing it again. Oh, but we're not closing it. And it just...
There's a decent amount out in there as well, though.
But for me, when Moseley died, when Bohemian left... Bohemian on the corner. Ooh. Where currently now where the pub at Moseley is, there was a lovely bar called Bohemian. Ah. And in that had like really nice drinks, they had like a live music like most Saturdays. Never went there for food, but like it was a good atmosphere in there. I used to go in there to pre before going in a night out. Because it's like just across the road from the bus stop, so you can get the bus into town, all of that. So there's always a good starting place. That and Spoons, like go Spoons, Bohemian, then out. And then yeah, Bohemian got bought out.
So I think the Cuban Embassy is the shittest place in the world.
I've been there a few times.
Terrible. Never had a good time.
It's okay. Like, it's not... The room upstairs is too small.
I'll be boring you, love!
Yeah.
Right.
It's crazy.
Anyway, as we were saying, the room upstairs is, like, this big. Gets too hot in there. The music's a bit...
Shit in there. Especially with the live music. It's like, okay, we're going for a break. I'm like, oh, you've barely done anything in the first place.
And also, where are you going for this break? Because the room is, like, about 4 square feet.
Yeah, mate, I don't like it in there. I don't like Birmingham.
I went into the Cuban Embassy for the Caribbean Carvery.
Any good? That looked dank.
Do you know what? It's actually really nice. They give you lots of different options.
Jerk
everything.
Jerk mash?
Not jerk mash, unfortunately. I'll have to teach them about the jerk mash.
If you could mass produce that, hear me out.
Oh, God. Like a little Tupperware boxes. But is mash easily travellable?
It's, yeah.
Like, once it gets cold, does it not get claggy?
No, you can get microwaves, you can reheat it, can't you?
Yeah, but would that not... I don't know. I just feel like it would take out the fluffiness of the mash.
Doesn't fucking matter.
And it does because mash is best enjoyed warm and fresh.
That's why we put more chemicals in to get it where it needs to be. There's your business idea, just do something with it. There you are, for free. You're welcome. Jerk mash. There you are, millionaire.
Just jerk mash, nothing else. Need.
That's what we start off with. Do you get bought out by Levi Roots?
The Apprentice 2026. See you there.
Levi Roots, jerk mash. You said it to him.
Wow. Wow. Me and Levi have a nice collaboration.
Nah, he just buys you out. He doesn't want you nothing to do with it.
Then, no, I don't want that.
Why?
I'm creating my jerk mash empire. I want to be a part of it.
You just said only jerk mash. And now you want an empire from mash.
Yeah, man. He's made an empire from sauce.
And collaborations, yes. Because he has your own meals now.
That's what I'm saying. Let's collaborate. He's not buying me out.
Yeah, he is.
Nah, anyway. Levi, unfortunately, I'm having to decline. On that offer.
So, what are your plans for 2025?
I'm trying to get fitter.
What? Lewis is 75 hard. Can you summarise it? Do you know off the top of your head?
I'm doing 75 hard.
I thought it was medium.
What's the 75?
75 days.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, it started on your birthday. It ended the day before my birthday. Hopefully I'll see some results. There's a summary of it.
And how are you judging it? Are you doing it off how much you weigh, what you look like, how you feel?
What I look like and how I feel.
Okay.
I already internally feel better. I was saying it's only the 26th of Jan. Mm. So
still 14 days, 2 weeks.
Yeah, like it's not going to have any significant impact yet. But I'm hoping that by mid to end of Feb, March time, I should start seeing results too. So.
Okay.
And then, yeah, hopefully, the day before my birthday. Because you know that one top I've got, that like Renaissance painting top? I want to be able to wear that for my birthday and feel comfortable.
Yeah.
And not feel like, ooh, got rolls there. Obviously, I understand that everyone depending on what position they're sitting in, has roles. But I just wanna feel more comfortable. Mm-hmm. And I already feel a lot more confident in the gym.
That's all it is, isn't it?
Just little steps, just little things here and there. And obviously some days you're gonna have like an off day. You're gonna have a day where it's like, oh, I probably haven't eaten as healthily as I could, but I don't wanna be as strict with myself as I have been in the past.
Yeah.
In the past I've been like, you can't eat this, you can't do that, and then it's regressed back to normal.
Yeah.
Because I've put too much pressure on myself.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas now, it's like, obviously, if I try and do it as much as possible. Like, I wake up in the morning and I'll be like, I need to go to the gym. Try and go to the gym. All of this. But if I don't go in the morning, I'll just be like, okay, I'll just go after work. Or I'll work a bit harder the next. So things like that. I'm not punishing myself for it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I used to punish myself a lot for it. So like this weekend, I don't feel guilty about like the pizza and stuff we had last night. Or
you didn't even eat that much.
And that's the, like, my appetite has also decreased quite a bit.
Yeah, it does. Naturally.
I ate a lot.
Yeah, but that's fine. Like,
I love food, don't I? Fat bastard.
I do love food, but I'm trying to have a better relationship with food.
Yeah.
And to be fair, Lewis now knows what he weighs and how tall he is.
I'm not as tall as I thought I was.
How tall are you?
He's about 176 centimetres.
Which is, I think, like, just under 5'10". Whereas I always thought I was 5'10". I go around telling people I'm 5'10".
With shoes on, you are?
Yeah, there we go. I'm 5'10".
I've shrunk 2 centimetres, so I'm no longer 6'4". But the doctor said if I was to start stretching. You know the backward thing where you put your... I don't know what it is. The bridge, but backwards.
Yeah. Well,
the bridge is backwards.
Yeah, do the bridge.
Yeah.
Because obviously, because we sit down all day, our spines are compressed.
Mm.
So basically, whatever you do, do the opposite.
Yeah, I'm trying to like do more. Like, I'll go to the gym sometimes.
I keep doing that at work. I keep going.
You know what you say, yeah? Well, then he says when you do that, you're putting pressure on your lower back. So, yeah, your upper back's fine, but if you feel your lower back is a lot more tense because you're compressing it more.
I can't fucking
move. Yeah, exactly.
It's fucked.
He said that stand up desk this is the only way to go.
The thing is, like, standing desks work in. Like, I couldn't have a standing desk here.
No.
And in my office, like, we don't have standing desks in the office. So, yes, in theory, it's a good thing to get, but if it's not feasible to get a standing desk, like.
Right, I do the DSE at work, you know, the display screen fucking shit. And I said, I need something to bring the screens up because I'm sitting and I have to like, do this or this. And like, yeah, we'll look into it. I'll pull it, the max, so it's like a tube you got, I'll pull it to the max and I literally it's on the edge, it's starting to tilt. No one's doing anything about it.
I never do.
Nah, they're like, I was like, I also want to, you know, one of the wrist rests for like, on your hand. I was like, what one of them? Nothing. But then the old bird in front of me, she asked for a foot. Plastic foot things.
Yeah.
She got one of them. She doesn't even use it. I use it. Because it feels nice. Yeah, it's chill.
One colleague's got like an ergonomic mouse.
What's that?
It's like one of those where it's kind of that shaped and the mouse is on the side. As opposed to like being a mouse like that. It's like that. Your hand can be like that and then your mouse is like that instead.
Don't like it.
I think it's for some people if they've got like hand problems or wrist problems or whatever, it's easier for them to have a mouse like that where their hand's resting.
Yeah.
Rather than it. I don't know, but it looks pretty cool. Like, so yeah, she's got that. I like just having an external mouse to my computer.
Yeah.
I don't like using the mouse pad on a laptop.
No, I don't.
Too small.
Yeah, and it's just too fiddly. Like when you're trying to scroll or whatever, I don't enjoy using the mouse pad. So I'll always use an external mouse.
Mm. I have blood tests done as well.
Yeah, well, this was also Friday. Reese came round, and. He came in the morning, he worked in my bedroom, I worked in here, all of that, cool. Then, later in the evening, Reese is like, I'm booking a doctor's appointment for tonight. And I was like, oh, okay.
£95, also can't afford that.
So, yeah, and it was then, we drove to Edgbaston to go to this appointment. I like sat in the waiting area outside. But then that's when Reese was like, oh, they've got a scale there, and like a thing. So I was like, oh, I'll use them. Saw an advert for like weight loss in there, like a weight loss consultancy. So if this all goes to shit, I might speak to them. I'm hoping it won't go to shit. I'm keeping a positive mind. Things are going to be fine, but
it's good. You never know, yeah.
Yeah. And then we were like, oh, let's go for dinner afterwards. And then we were going to go to local lunch, and then Reese was like, we can go anywhere. And I was like, do you know what I haven't been for ages? Nando's.
Yeah.
So I went to the Solo at Nando's.
Fucking unreal, wasn't it?
So good. So haven't had Nando's in so long.
No.
And it was really good.
That cost like £5.
Nando's, if you want to sponsor us, you can.
Fucking no chance.
Never say never.
No chance.
Never say never.
But yeah, that would cost only £5 just to say, oh, you need to go to GP. I got a lump there that kind of hurts, and a lump there that doesn't hurt, and a lump on my leg. And he says that he thinks it could be lymphomas, but he's like, oh, to get double checked, go and get scanned. And I was like, all right, but he says go through GP if you need to claim mental health, it's affecting you, not like. That's a GP telling me, it's like that's the quickest way to do it nowadays. So I was like, oh, okay. Because this one is a bit weird because that's come out of nowhere. But £95 it cost me, I was fucking can't afford it.
Although, I really thought you'd pay for it beforehand. So when I went in there and you were like, I haven't paid, I was like, is he paying a second £95?
No, I'm just.
But yeah, I didn't realise you had to pay it.
The doctor was sad, and I showed him, I paid for £300 for a set of blood tests, like a full body MRT in terms of blood, because I was researching it, and your blood is a great indicator of how your overall health is. I had my bloods done. Then the doctor went paying off to the GP. He was like, do you want me to tell you what your bloods? Because I got them done, but it never got like a walkthrough of them. And he basically done the walkthrough. Overall, I think I'm like 86% perfect range. 3% concern, and then like, I think it's like the rest of like whatever percentage that is very bad. My BMI, I'm overweight. Yeah. My heart and blood pressure is too high for my age, like ridiculously too high, which I think that's partying when I was younger, well, last year. I think it's down, I literally.
Sex, drugs and partying.
Yeah. I think it could be down to that. That's my only thinking it can be. So yeah, he was concerned about that. Got high iron, ferritin. Got low vitamin D. Got low vitamin.
Yeah, but isn't vitamin D the sun? Because this fucking shithole country doesn't have any sun.
Yeah, then bone health's terrible. So
you know, I could have told you that one, mate.
Yeah, so he I broke a few bones, didn't it? So he was just like, yeah. Like,
oh, I'm so sorry. I thought it said bowel health.
No. No.
Sorry.
Jesus. But no. Daniel's asked me what diet is. So I was like, I'll down again for fast food. And he was like, well, because obviously my family history is like cancer and stuff and all down there. He goes, for every 10 grams of processed meat you have, you increase your risk of bowel cancer like 20-30%. So the more you eat shit food, the higher risk it is. And he was like, do you smoke? And I was like, no. And he was like, okay, he said about statistics like 90% of people won't get lung cancer, but out of all the smokers, out of everyone that gets lung cancer, 90% of them are smokers.
Yeah.
So he's like 90%. Yeah. So it's a weird statistic. It's like most people would never get lung cancer, but the 90% of people that do are people that smoke. So then I was like, oh, and he's like, yeah, that's why it's like, and he says I don't smoke vapes. And he was like, with vapes and stuff.
Oh, vapes.
He was like, we don't know what's in them. No one knows, really.
Yeah, but everyone's like, oh, it's just vapor. That's why it's vapor. No. Because other shit that goes into
it.
That's not just fucking vapor.
And then I've got low thing like folic acid. So he was just saying, I need a multivitamin, vitamins, omega oils. But I said to him, I eat a lot of tuna. He goes, yeah, it's tin tuna. It's good protein-wise, but it's actually a nutrient. It's not very dense. They're just basically proper sound like that, so I'm supposed to give him a review, so I need to do that. Because every 10 reviews he gets the next £100.
Oh, yeah, you asked me to do it as well, didn't you?
So, Ibrahim. We need to shout out to Ibrahim from Private Medic.
Cat&Co? Is that what it's called?
Ibrahim Cat&Co, yes.
Cat&Co.
Great GP, but yeah. He's just saying that, and I was like, oh, fucking hell, okay. So, but then I was saying to you, we were walking, and I thought, fuck.
Yeah.
Because we walked to the gym, like, the other day. Yesterday? Yeah. Yesterday. And yeah, Bruce was like out of breath, and I was like, the gym's only here.
Yeah.
Well, that's walking, isn't it? Like, on the way back, I was like. So I'm hoping it's not too late for the ticket.
Should be. I think.
Should be too late.
I've heard. I think it's like you peak at about 30, like physically. So then after that, like your bone health and all of that. declined.
That's why I was pushing 30, that's why I packed that.
That's why I feel like if I...
It's like now I'm trying to do like little enough like exercise and mobility stuff.
Because if I can lose some weight now, I mean, I know I'm already
because after that
later
it gets more difficult to get it off and keep it off.
I know I'm already like later to life in terms of like losing weight and stuff, but...
Yeah, but...
If I can do it now before I turn 30, then
like these are actually easier. These next 3 to 8 years before you're 35 and stuff, these are like your foundations for later life. Because now all the shit we do when we're like 16 to 18, or 16 to 20 or something like that, starts to show now. And everyone's got a little bit of pudgy, like fuck. But the people that were healthy back then are still pretty in shape.
I think that frustrates me the most. I was healthy back then. I did kickboxing 3 times a week.
Yeah.
I was not eating terribly, but like I was pretty healthy back then. But I also then, obviously when I started drinking and doing more of that kind of stuff, I stopped doing as much kickboxing and stopped enjoying it. And then I could have been really healthy.
Mm.
But I just let myself kind of get to the point
I'm only young once. I did like so much exercise, so I lost a lot of weight. And then I was like, okay, great. I love this for me. And then I just got so relaxed about it. That like I've now like put something.
Because you achieve what you set out to achieve. It's like, I feel myself now.
Right, I'm relaxed now. Yeah.
And suddenly 6 months gone by, I haven't done fucking anything.
Yeah. I think we as humans go through different formative years. So like obviously our formative years when we were in school, as you say, set us up for right now.
Mm.
We're now I think going through our next set of formative years.
Yeah.
Because then in our 30s and 40s and whatever, then will have, as you said, the effects of what's happened from now.
I reckon it works in my head, decades. So every, 10 years. So the first 10 years sets you up for your, say, 10 to 20s.
Yeah.
So if you make good life choices in school and stuff, you'll do university. You've got all the things, the apprenticeships and stuff.
Yeah.
So then 10 to 20 is like where you're thinking. 20 to 30 is where, what are you doing in school and all your careers and all that? That's where you make some of your money. 30 to 40 is where you've got family, kids,
family, all of that kind of stuff. And then setting them up for their formative
years.
Well,
then also from 20 to 40, that age bracket is where don't do too much drugs, don't do too much drinking, look after yourself. Because then 50s onwards, that's if you've had a good time when you're younger, you're going to pay the price for it. So it's so hard to, it's like so many plates you've got to juggle at the same time.
And I'm not very good at juggling. So.
But and why are you doing all that? You have to maintain relationships with family, friends, find a partner, settle down, house, rent. You know what I'm saying? There's so many things you got to do.
It's a whole lot of shite, innit?
But when you're in school, you don't realise.
Yeah, everyone says to you, these are the best years of your life. And I remember laughing, being like, these?
Yeah.
These years are the best years of my life. And now I'm like, God, it was.
But you think about it, when you're younger, because you have no past, you look forward to the future, and then now you're getting to that age, you look back on the past because your future is so much smaller than it was back then that you focus on everything in the past.
Mm-hmm.
So we think, like for example, you probably thought, I always wanted to do so and so job, and now you're doing that job and you're earning money, like, I wish I was doing, but in reality, you back then would be so proud of you now, but you think, or you compare yourself to other people. That's the problem. You can't.
Yeah.
And not everyone's gone through what you've gone through. So, for you to be from where you are to now, it's so difficult because even now you're like, I want more money. I want to do more this. I haven't traveled. There's so many things you haven't done, but then you don't reflect on all the things you have done and what you've achieved because you never have the fulfillment of completing a task because for you, it's never done. So you never feel like you've accomplished anything and give yourself props because you're like, I ain't done yet. You see what I'm saying? And that's why I think no one will ever truly be happy, even if you had all the money in the world or the family, because there's always something that you think you haven't done.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm.
And you know what? On that note, I think let's round this shit off.
Thank you.
That was that was deep, though.
I know.
That was nice. About.
No, you knew me. No drugs, no alcohol, no think.
No comment.
Until first of Feb, that's what I was.
Yeah.
I'm missing the drink.
Yeah, that was deep. That was deep. I don't know how we're going to end these things now that we're...
Like, comment, subscribe, follow.
Sure, what she said.
And rate us on Spotify 5 stars.
Please.
And Apple Music.
If you can spare £2 a month.
Patreon.
Patreon.
Or just donate to our bank accounts.
Yeah, I can send my bank details.
PayPal.
But yeah, like, comment, subscribe, all of that.
Enjoy Reese's Clash of Clans. It'll be in the description. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going. I'm setting this shit off. Okay, goodbye.